Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. First off, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And we're going to start this year off with a magnificent tweet, and we'll see if this goes anywhere. But you know what? I have hope. I'm holding out hope. I mentioned last year, which was a week ago, that I love chaos during an election season, as long as it's controlled chaos, all right? I don't want to see a civil war. I don't like the riots in the streets and stuff like that, right? The smash mouth politics, I love. I love the trash talking, like to watch it, you know, I like to watch the barbs, as long as it's meaningful, right? As long as it goes somewhere, as long as it's true and people aren't just demagoguing, I don't care for that. But I do like to hear people beating each other over the head with the truth, right? Just saying it plainly and in a straightforward manner, like Trump is doing. I know the guy is kind of nuts, but I've really enjoyed his term in office. I like his style. It wouldn't suit me personally, but, you know, I am interested, right? It's interesting to me. Well, since Trump sort of like spearheaded this new way of doing politics, many others have followed suit. And Rudy Giuliani, who, of course, you know, he had tried to be president himself before, but now he's working with the Trump team. And here's a tweet that he put out. As we enter 2021, it's a new day. We have the proof. We've presented it. They are the liars and cheats, including some Republicans. Time to expose them, including our so-called own. Oh, man. It is getting hot. Time to expose them, including our own. You know, one thing that's been super confusing is who is on whose side. I mean, I remember Rudy Giuliani running, and to me, he was a neocon. I did not want that guy to win election. But now that he's helping Trump out and seems to be doing it effectively, well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, who can you trust? He's not seeking public office anymore, so what's Giuliani's motivation? So he's got my... You know, I look on everyone with suspicion, right? Mike Pence, I look on with suspicion, which is funny because one of Trump's lawyers, Lynn Wood, put out a bizarre tweet that I'll talk about next. And, you know, so I'm like, who are the neocons? Who are the people that want perpetual war and will benefit from it as opposed to the people who want peace? And generally, the Republicans that want peace around the world are siding with Donald Trump. And the ones that seem to have ties to the military-industrial complex, they seem to side against Trump. As a matter of fact, Dan Crenshaw, who I usually like, seems to be against looking at any of this election madness that we've had, this corruption that we've had. And it's so disappointing. Look at Fox News. Now, Fox, I mean, like most news organizations, they love war. You know, they have free coverage and probably make oodles of money whenever we have a war. So, you know, this is one of the reasons I don't trust the news organizations. Although there's lots of reasons not to like the news organizations, and they've given us so many, especially over the past half decade now, the past 5 years. I mean, I heard that there was a survey about whether you trust news organizations or the government more. And people mistrust news organizations more than government, which is incredible. You know, isn't it funny that once there was a time when both of these entities were so respected, and now nobody trusts them at all? People talk about how divided that we are, but I mean, have you ever seen a force more divisive than the propaganda that we've been getting for the past 5 years that does nothing but dump on Trump every single day? You know, it's calmed down since the so-called election occurred. But I remember, you know, every article of every day basically was just Trump, 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 and how terrible he is. You know, I'd go up on any news site and I'm seeing at least three stories and three different photographs of Donald Trump and how awful he is. I remember the uproar back when Obama was elected because Rush Limbaugh came out and said, "I want him to fail." And a bunch of Republicans came out and said that we're going to do nothing but block, you know, everything that he comes out with. And there was furor and uproar and everybody was mad, you know, about how could you, you know, be so partisan. But I think we can all admit that the pushback that Obama got was nothing compared to the pushback from the press that Trump has gotten. I mean, my goodness. Even George Bush, who rightfully got a lot of flack, I mean, the press treats George W. Bush like, you know, he was a wonderful, you know, legendary figure of history, you know, still alive. And while I admit that anyone who becomes president has achieved a legendary status, they don't all deserve the reverence that goes along with that. And all you've got to do is just think back, if you were alive back then, and remember how much they hated George W. Bush. And now they treat him, you know, with such kid gloves. Any stance that Trump takes, boom, they just go in the other direction automatically, even if it's against their own narrative. How many stories have you seen where the press will publish something, Trump repeats it, and then they say how he's wrong? If Fauci says it, it's good. If Trump takes exactly what Fauci says and repeats it, it's bad. It's amazing. All right, let's get to the next story here. So Lynn Wood, who's an attorney, he's been working with Donald Trump, but he might be in the same boat as, what's that other lawyer's name, the Lisa Kraken lady. I think that he is working alongside of Trump, but I don't think he is Trump's lawyer per se. Now, I could be wrong about that, but he has been working with Donald Trump. And what he's been claiming this whole time is that he's got all this proof of election fraud. Sidney Powell, that's the lady's name. So he and Sidney Powell are working together. And I think they're doing the right thing. I believe this election was fraudulent and all of that, okay? But, you know, just because somebody's doing the right thing in one regard doesn't mean they're right in all regards. You know, I mean, look at the football players that are like heroes on the field and then they go home and they beat their wife or, you know, have their dogs fighting other dogs or something like that, right? So you have to separate the player from the game, right? And I think that even though in one sense I like what Lynn Wood is doing, I am listening to what Lynn Wood is saying, and I don't know about all of that. Here's what I mean. Let me give you this tweet. All right, here it is. The final tweet of 2020. December 31st, 9:31 a.m., December 31st, 2020, from Lynn Wood. "I am fully aware of the onslaught of attacks being made against me based on my revelations about Chief Justice John Roberts. Before attacking me, maybe fair-minded people would first ask Roberts to tell the truth, or ask Jeffrey Epstein. He is still alive." Oh, man. So, you know, the reference to John Roberts, if you recall, the Supreme Court would not listen when Texas sued for improper procedures regarding the Dominion voting machines, because they said that Texas has no standing, and so they wouldn't listen to the case. Well, from what I understand, some of the justices did want to hear the case, and others did not. And one of the people that did not want to hear it was John Roberts, and it seems to be that he is largely responsible for having the case thrown out. Not thrown out, but, you know, just basically. I mean, I don't know legal terms, guys, all right? But so I don't know what they call it if they refuse to listen to a case because you don't have standing. Maybe that's different from having a case thrown out. But as far as I'm concerned, they didn't render any judgment. They didn't want to hear it. It got thrown out. So now it comes out that John Roberts does not want to incite a mob, right? We talked about that last week. And so there's video of him saying that, you know, if they go against the election results, the in my opinion, fraudulent election results, but he said if they go against the election results, then they're going to have riots on the left. And so now everyone's like, well, John Roberts, a giant coward. And, you know, he was appointed by Bush, right? And so he's supposed to be a conservative and he's always siding with the left. Well, Lynn Wood has come out and said that John Roberts traffics in unseedy things regarding children. Okay, let's just put it that way. And so you would think that that would be like, you know, the big story. But I don't know. There's many times that you have high profile people and they have done these things. Who's that guy who testified against Donald Trump? And he was like one of the linchpins, if not the linchpin of the whole Russia investigation. And then it turns out that he had been doing things with kids and he got put away for 10 years. I think he got the mercy of the court and it was still mandatory minimum of 10 years for the stuff that he was doing. So, you know, it's possible that John Roberts does stuff that, you know, he shouldn't be doing. But to just say it and not have any proof of it, you know, that's getting out there, right? But now to come out and say or ask Jeffrey Epstein, he is alive. Lynn Wood may have crossed over the invisible credibility barrier there. I don't know. Is it possible? It's possible. I mean, he might still be alive, but I'm somebody who's willing. I have tolerance, right? Tolerance. I will listen to anybody's theory on anything. Now, I may or may not believe it to be true. And when I say it, I mean people's theories on way out stuff, right? I mean, I'll listen to it, but I don't think there's aliens controlling the planet. I don't think that Jeffrey Epstein is alive. In fact, I thought the conspiracy theory was that he didn't commit suicide. I thought that was a conspiracy theory, right? I thought the conspiracy theory is that somebody had him killed, right? Isn't that the conspiracy theory? Even though it's a popular one, you know, just like JFK, there wasn't a single shooter, right? There was no conspiracy. It was just one guy was out to get JFK. But that's a conspiracy theory. So even though everybody knows that that's not the case, everyone knows that it was an orchestrated event to get rid of JFK. Everyone knows that that's a common knowledge, but officially that is not true. So look, if they come out with pictures and video of Jeffrey Epstein, you know, walking around buying stuff in Brazil or wherever they throw people that are supposed to be dead, I'll happily, you know, go, well, Lynn Wood was right all along. You know, it sounded crazy, but obviously he was correct. You know, they just smuggled him out of the place. They smuggled Epstein out of the place and they claimed it was suicide. And then that way they were able to make a clean break. Heck, you know, wouldn't it be sort of entertaining to think that Epstein tried to kill himself once, or so they said. They said he tried to commit suicide once, and then the second time he was successful. So nobody would question that because it was already established that he had tried one time. So if he was successful the next time, nobody would care. And the fact that security cameras were off and everything, well then, everyone would come to the conclusion that somebody killed him. But everybody, both whether you believed in the conspiracy or not, would believe Epstein is dead. Wouldn't it be a twist if Epstein was still alive and that was the real conspiracy, that was the real truth that happened? So I don't know where Linwood is getting these ideas from, but probably there's internet sites that traffic in this stuff. And, you know, if you know that some conspiracies are real, and heck, if you look at the number of conspiracies that came out in 2019 and 2020, hell, the last 4 or 5 years, like Trump's campaign being spied on, I mean, how many of those ended up being true? And even of the conspiracy theories that weren't true, like Russia controlling the presidential election, right? That Russia, that Trump was an asset of Putin. Look how many people were willing to believe that. You know, look how much money was spent investigating that. So no matter what side you fall on, you believe in conspiracy theories. You believe that JFK was killed in a plot. You believe that Epstein did not kill himself, right? And you believe the Trump campaign was spied on, or you believe that Trump is a Russian asset, right? So everybody at some point believes in some conspiracies, and some of them turn out to be true. But this one, Epstein still being alive, that is a little bit tougher to wrap the old noggin around. And even if it is true, man, you might want to keep that under the hat until after this, the thing you're trying to accomplish is resolved, right? I mean, look, maybe Linwood has some access through Trump to some super classified stuff, right? Maybe Trump just said, hey, if I'm not gonna make it to the next term, I'm just gonna say F it. I'm going to take all this classified stuff. I'm just going to let all the people around me know whatever they want to know. But it baffles me that Linwood would not be able to understand that the average person is not going to be able to swallow this pill that he is trying to give to people. So let's think about why he would do this. And my opinion, let's go into conspiracy, admitted conspiracy. My opinion is that maybe he's worried about something. Although Linwood's faced some tough stuff. It's hard to imagine this, but I'm just throwing stuff out there, right? I'm just freeform thinking. Why would a man who is fighting hard for a cause, a worthy cause, because with all the fraud that there has been, and there has been a lot, they just had another hearing. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago? I listened to a couple of, like an hour of it. Woo, man, it's insane how much evidence they've got. So Linwood is fighting a worthy cause. It's hard to imagine that you would say anything that would damage that cause. So either Linwood has figured out he's getting a lot of support from Trump supporters, and he is just playing us for fools, going, well, if they believe this, then maybe they'll believe this. And he's just kind of spinning a yarn. Remember how sometimes Alex Jones, he says a lot of true stuff, but I've heard him go on a rant about like aliens and things like that. And if you remember, was it Glenn Beck? Where, you know, he started off with some good stuff and then, like, everything was a conspiracy theory. Or, you know, Rachel Maddow, who at one point was kind of decent and now just she's just gone completely off the deep end. Hey, maybe Linwood is doing this. Maybe he figures that, you know, he can get some money out of saying these things that he thinks that Trump supporters believe and he himself does not believe, but he's just saying it for cash. I don't know. Now, here's another theory. Maybe Linwood is scared of winning, right? Which, you know, for a guy like that, you wouldn't think so. But, you know, they shot, was it, I had actually reported on the story when it happened. Was it a lawyer or something for the Epstein case, I think? She was appointed to it, or a judge. It was a judge. And, like, her son and husband get killed, or her son answers a door and gets shot. And I can't remember the details. But there was a couple of cases that I heard that I was like, man, if I was a judge, I'd be a little bit worried, right? So maybe they got to him. Again, this is wild conspiracy. I have no proof of this other than Lynn Wood's crazy tweet about Jeffrey Epstein still being alive. Lynn Wood is a major player in this election controversy that's happening. And so you have to understand why I'm dwelling on this, because it's boggling my mind how he could put this out there. So maybe the man is scared and he's purposely trying to get off this case. You know, I've heard of these controversial lawyers before getting disbarred because of controversial things they've said, even if they didn't do anything wrong. Just by saying the wrong thing, if you get enough public opinion, you'll get disbarred for having bad press. I think that's massively unfair. But I feel like I've heard stories like that before. And so maybe Lynn Wood goes, well, if I talk crazy enough, they'll disbar me, and then I won't have to be on this case anymore. Now, I don't know how fast any of that stuff happens. And, you know, I'm just throwing stuff out there. So keep that in mind, guys. I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just wondering what could make the man do this. It's going to turn people off. It's going to turn public opinion against him, and therefore against the case that's being made. He's going to make headlines that distract away from what he's trying to do, which is get this election fraud out to the public and get some legal cases started that are going to advance this cause. I mean, you know, I'm still holding out hope. I'm the last person off the ship, right? I mean, I will admit that. Back when Ron Paul was running, I was there to the bitter end. I was rooting for that dude all the way through. And it wasn't until they were on the floor and they called it and they said, you know, Mitt Romney's got it. I was like, okay. And we're actually past that point now, right? Because we are, everybody is saying that it's over. And I understand that. But, you know, I'm actually still optimistic about this. So last week I reported that Donald Trump put out a tweet basically saying that if you don't stand with me, talking to Republicans, and if you don't stand with me, then I'm going to make sure that you are primaried. And, you know, Trump's still got a massive amount of political clout. Even if his term ends, people will vote for whoever he says to vote for. You thought the Tea Party had a strong base. Well, Donald Trump actually became president, and he has a huge number of followers. And if he says, that's a bad guy, and this is a good guy, people are going to listen to him and vote whichever way. So since that tweet, we now have... let me make sure I've got the number here correct. I think it's 10 on the nose... And here's the story. 11 senators. It's 11. Okay, so breaking. Senator McConnell is losing his grip. 11 senators warn, perform emergency 10-day audit or we will reject electors from disputed states on January 6th. The story just came out today. now, I don't know how valid this source is, but I did look at some Twitters from some senators, and I wish I had it because some of them were really good. The first one that came out, oh, I can't remember his name. I'm so upset. But he puts out a video as to why he is going to be doing this, and he